With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Five states held presidential primaries on Tuesday. President Biden and President Trump already secured the nominations of their respective parties. In Ohio, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is the winner of the GOP nomination for Senate as he looks to unseat Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown in November. The Senate race is key if Republicans want to take control of the chamber next year. The top two military leaders who oversaw the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 testified Tuesday afternoon before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Former U.S. Central Command Commander Frank McKenzie said the State Department's move to order an evacuation from Kabul in 2021 came too late.
It was my opinion then and my opinion now that that particular decision was the fatal flaw that created what happened in August.
Also, at SRNnews.com, New York's mayor is facing a lawsuit.
A new lawsuit accuses New York Mayor Eric Adams of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. The case adds to growing legal troubles for Adams, who currently faces a federal campaign fundraising investigation. The suit filed Monday offers the first public details of a claim brought in November. At the time, Adams was a police officer and a high-ranking member of the Guardians Association. The mayor denies the allegations, which an attorney for the city described as ludicrous. The accuser's attorney, Megan Goddard, asked that the AP not publish her name, but says the accuser believes sexual abusers must be held to account no matter who they are. I'm Jennifer King.
The back and forth continues in Texas as a federal appeals court puts a Texas immigration law back on hold. Late Tuesday night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law, SB4, in effect. SB4 would allow local police to arrest illegal immigrants. Arguments are set to be heard this morning on Texas' request to put the law back into effect. This is SRN News. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence movies, released two new films this month focusing on the Book of Revelation and the Bible. One of his new films is titled Times of Fire because the Bible reveals there were persecutions visited upon many churches that were faithful.
And we're living in a culture right now in America specifically where there are things coming against the church like we've never seen it before. And we're living in a post-Christian society because people are turning away from the Lord. Well, we need to do our part to be light in darkness. And the churches that are not doing that are going to just kind of go along with the crowd. But that's not what Christ is looking for. He wants us to be faithful.
He says some pastors avoid preaching from the Book of Revelation because churchgoers may find it scary. But in his view, Revelation is ultimately comforting with this message that God is in control of all things. More information on his films can be found at thinkingmanfilms.com. This is SRN News. AAA says gas prices have gone up about 10 cents per gallon in the past week. Correspondent Rita Foley.
Gas is about $3.49 a gallon this morning. A week ago, it was only $3.39, and a month ago, just $3.27. What's going on? Well, the AAA points out that demand pops with warmer temperatures and better weather. It is spring now. And then there's the arrival of summer blend gas, which the AAA says tends to increase pump prices by 10 to 15 cents. The cheapest gas is in the South and parts of the Midwest. It's $3.06 in Colorado. But if you're in California, it's $4.91 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge denies Apple's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit, saying that stalkers are using its AirTag devices to track victims and that the tech giant has not done enough to prevent that from happening. More details at SRNnews.com.